Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
This is the latest in the series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, Walk on the Wild Side. Throughout the 1960s and 1970s, the BBC was a notoriously squeamish organisation, often banning records because of their offensive content. In 1972, for instance, Paul McCartney's High, High, High was removed from playlists because of its references to sex and drugs. In the same year, however, something much stronger slipped past the BBC's censors. Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. Despite references to male prostitution, transvestism, oral sex and drugs, the song was not blacklisted. These were innocent times, and perhaps the BBC's commissariat simply didn't understand what Reed was referring to when he sang, albeit in a mumbly delivery, about giving head, though the line was cut for the US release.
Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side.
The song was a worldwide hit, helped by the fact that Perfect Day was on the B-side, and the subsequent album Transformer transformed Reed's profile, leading to a resurgence of interest in his old band The Velvet Underground and in their patron Andy Warhol and his factory. Walk on the Wild Side is Reed's memoir of his years at the factory, with its cast of characters from Warhol's superstars who appeared in his films Trash, Flesh and Heat. Candy, for instance, was transgender actress Candy Darling, who had made an earlier appearance in Reed's Velvet Underground song Candy Says, on which he sings, Candy says, I've come to hate my body. Little Joe was Joe D'Alessandro, the athletic, oft-naked star of Warhol's Flesh. The Sugar Plum Fairy was an amalgamation of characters who were essentially drug delivery men. Prior to Transformer, Reed had been at a low ebb. He had left the Velvet Underground in 1970 and released a solo album featuring Rick Wakeman on keyboards, which sold poorly. Meanwhile, in 1972, David Bowie's career was taking off and everything he touched seemed to turn to platinum. Bowie had long been an admirer of the Velvet Underground. He played their song White Light, White Heat in his shows and had referenced them on the sleeve notes to his Hunky Dory album. Bowie and his guitarist Mick Ronson were hired to produce Reed's Transformer at Trident Studios in London. The session for Walk on the Wild Side began at 10 a.m. on a Monday morning, and among the musicians hired was veteran session bassist Herbie Flowers, also, incidentally, the co-writer of Clive Dunn's 1970 novelty hit, Grandad. Flowers came from a jazz background and was accustomed to improvising and extemporising. He came up with the song's unforgettable bass line on his double bass, then overdubbed it on his Fender fretless electric bass 10 notes higher to achieve the sweet, slinky sound, accentuated by the way the two bass lines move in opposite directions on the scale. The standard session fee was £12, but Flowers got £17 because of the overdub. It took about 20 minutes.
And the coloured girls go doo 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 doo.
Reed introduces the backing vocalists by saying, and the coloured girls go. These days, no musician would talk about coloured girls. but in 1972 this was acceptable parlance. Curiously, however, the three singers who provided the song's backing vocals were three white English women who went under the name of the Thunder Thighs. The following year they sang Shanna Nana Push Push on Mott the Hoople's hit Roll Away the Stone. Walk on the Wild Side has been covered or sampled by a handful of artists. In 2012, the British-Canadian collective The Flowers of Hell released an atmospheric version, which intriguingly featured Reed's earlier and less lubricious lyrics from a demo recording.
Off to Broadway, by the top, you never know till you get a red mark. Take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side.
In 2014, the funk metal rap band Tackhead recorded a muscular rendition. Most famously, it was sampled in 1991 by a tribe called Quest. Their track, Can I Kick It, casts the bass line in a deliciously slinky groove, over which they deliver a rap, which, with lines such as, Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug, can in rap terms be best described as a walk on the mild side.
And roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.